This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The winter session of Parliament begins today. The session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. We have more details.
A total of 13 bills are listed in the legislative business, which are likely to be taken up for passage during the session. The bills include the National Highways Amendment Bill, the Atomic Energy Bill, the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill, and the Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025. In the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Central Excise Amendment Bill and the Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025. Besides, discussion and voting on the first batch of supplementary demands for grants for the year 2025-2026 will also be taken up during the session. With Dipendra Kumar, Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed hope that all members of Parliament will uphold the healthy traditions of democracy through their active participation. He also expressed hope that the winter session will be meaningful and productive. Earlier yesterday, the government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Union Minister for Rural Developments Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Saras Ajivika Food Festival 2025 in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Rural Development informed that around 300 Lakhpati Didis and women from self-help groups from 25 states across the country will participate in the festival. The festival will remain open to visitors from 11:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and will continue till 9th of this month. In Nagaland, the 26th Hornbill Festival will kick off today at the Naga Heritage Village of Kisama in Kohima. The 10-day festival will bring together all major Naga tribes under one roof, celebrating tradition, folklore, music, craft and cuisine. Nagaland is celebrating its 63rd statehood day today, marking the day it became the 16th state of India in 1963. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi wish the people of Nagaland on their statehood day. Minister of Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda will lead the national level observance of World AIDS Day 2025 today. The aim of this commemoration is to reaffirm the government's unwavering commitment to advancing the national response to HIV prevention, treatment, care and stigma elimination. India marked a significant milestone on the global skills stage by securing 8th rank in its first ever participation at the World Skills Asia Competition 2025, competing against 29 nations. In the competition, India won 1 silver, 2 bronze medals and 3 medallions for excellence in both traditional and tech-driven skill categories. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has defended the H-1B visa program, saying that the U.S. economy has benefited immensely from Indian immigrants. He made the comments in a podcast conversation with Zerodha co-founder Nikhil Kamath. Musk said that America needs high-skilled workers from India now more than ever, while also calling out misuse of the visa system by some outsourcing firms. Musk said America has been an immense beneficiary of talent from India, adding that his companies constantly struggle to fill specialized roles because there's always a scarcity of talented people. Sri Lanka continues to grapple with one of its deadliest natural disasters in recent years as the death toll from Cyclone Dittwa's aftermath has risen to 334 with 370 people still missing, according to the Disaster Management Centre. Meanwhile, as part of Operation Sagar Bandhu, the Indian Air Force brought 335 Indians to Thiruvananthapuram who had been stranded in Sri Lanka following Cyclone Dittwa. Domestic benchmark equity indices opened at new all-time high in early trade today amid investor optimism around strong quarter two GDP growth at 8.2%. Sensex advanced 255 points at 85,962 and Nifty inched up 73 points to 26,276 in the opening trade today. And in football, India's under-17 team pulled off a remarkable 2-1 win over Iran to qualify for the 2026 AFC Under-17 Asia Cup in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this closing of this news bulletin.